Like it or not, the world is going to keep burning coal. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Environmentalists would like it if coal just went away. Burning coal pollutes. Acid rain, toxic mercury, soot, and lately, the big concern, carbon dioxide, the chief greenhouse gas contributing to global warming. The Secretary of Energy, Stephen Chu, testified before a congressional subcommittee and made it clear, no matter what, we will keep burning coal to generate electricity for a long time to come. Half of our electricity comes from coal-burning power plants. Like us, China, India, Russia, and Australia all have lots of coal, and it's not going away.
So it's very important that we develop the technology that captures and also safely sequesters carbon from coal plants.
The U.S. had planned an experimental plant called FutureGen. It was supposed to find ways to burn coal more cleanly and do something about the carbon dioxide emissions. The Bush administration chose a site for it in Illinois, but then killed funding for FutureGen. Secretary Chu says the Obama administration is talking with FutureGen partners again.
It's open. It's going forward. I'm optimistic.
Environmentalists are skeptical about plans to sequester carbon dioxide underground without it seeping out. The technology does not yet exist. But Secretary Chu says $3.4 billion in government money is available to find a way. This is the Environment Report. Lately, even some parts of the country surrounded by water have gotten hit by droughts. Rebecca Williams reports as our population grows, some experts say we're going to have to learn to live with less water.
Even in swampy, muggy Florida, people have been running out of water.
This is the first time the well has ever gone dry.
Ellen Peterson can remember water gushing out of her artesian well when she'd hook up the hose. These days, she's stuck with rusty water from her shallow well.
No, if I let that sit, it would settle out orange.
We visited Peterson at the tail end of this year's dry season. Florida is now emerging from the driest dry season in more than 75 years. That's meant some changes for people who live here. Many cities put rules in place that limit watering lawns. Some cities in Florida are talking about adding a drought surcharge to bills for people using the most water. Ellen Peterson says local water managers have even been capping wells. Peterson may be 85 years old, but that didn't stop her from telling her local official to back off.
They told me that they were going to come cap my well, and I threatened the guy with his life if he ever came back. So it didn't happen yet. Hasn't happened yet.
So it's not such an easy sell to get people to cut back on water. Farmers and cities need the water, and the Everglades are in major trouble, mostly because the water flow to this fragile area has been cut off by people. Some experts say these kinds of conflicts are just going to get worse. Peter Glick is president of the Pacific Institute. It's a nonpartisan group that studies water issues.
As more and more people try to share that fixed resource, there's going to be growing competition for water and more both natural and man-made drought.
And he says we just don't know what's in store for us as the climate changes because of global warming. We could get a 1-2 punch. First, from weird new weather patterns causing surprise droughts, and second, from more and more people moving into dry areas. Peter Glick says even if you live in a place surrounded by water now, you shouldn't expect to always have plenty of it.
You can hear an expanded version of that story on our website, environmentreport.org. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Joyce Foundation and the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service. You can get more information and subscribe to our podcast at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.